Case number 11,032, Jeff Pearson, north of Route 16 Beach Highway, approximately 974 feet east of Route 42 North Union Church Road, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening, gentlemen. State your name and address for the record, please.
Donald K. Miller, 26720 River Road in Seaford.
All right.
Jeff Pearson, 6200 Belgrave Court, Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay. Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Don Miller, land surveyor, and I'm here to represent Clayton Homes and the owner of this property, Mr. Schmidt, Charles Schmidt. This property back in about 2008 was around 10 acres and was acquired by an LLC out of Wilmington known as Triumph and a way to settle a foreclosure of monies owed to them by the previous owner. Of course, when Triumph got it, they wanted to try to develop the property and ended up being able to get four lots out of this piece of ground. The ground is not too good for septic systems. There was only a small area, which is really to the right and in behind where an existing house was. That is on this lot one and in behind. Matter of fact, lots 2, 3, and 4 all had their septic systems just off to the right of this lot number one. So the septic systems became an important issue as whether they could place a home on the property. Now, it was a home on the property. They wanted to replace the property, or replace the home, excuse me. We were asked initially to present a location survey so that a building permit could be obtained. This was around April of this year. And on that drawing that I prepared, it showed a dashed line across the front, which was labeled as an additional 10-foot of right-of-way previously dedicated to public use. That note is required by Delaware, DOT. If you can get out of that, if you want to spend another 6-8 months arguing with them and have that note changed to a strip reserved for future taking, if you reserve it for future taking, when and if they decide to widen Route 16, then you would receive compensation for that. But since it's dedicated, these folks did not get a nickel for this 10 feet they had to give up in order to be able to strip these lots off the front. When we presented the drawing, as you can see, the setbacks were 47 feet from the property line. The dedication strip, if you ask the highway department, makes a new right-of-way line. The ordinance reads that the front of the property is a street line. Now, we presented this to planning and zoning. We got okay for the building permit. I don't want to lay all the blame on planning and zoning because this dedication thing has become questionable from over the years because of the way it's dedicated. The people, the owner of the lot, own the ground underneath the 10 feet. They have to pay taxes on it. Wonderful situation for DelDOT. They get to use this land as a permanent easement. Most of all your three-digit roads in Sussex County, the owners own to the center of them, but they have had this dedication of a permanent easement. Now, I'm not arguing over the fact where the right-of-way should or shouldn't be, and we are humbly asking for a variance for about 2 feet, 2.8 feet, I believe it is, from this so-called new right-of-way line. I'm simply pointing out that the setback requirement where an existing house is has received leniency in the past. If you live in the Millville Ocean View area, you know this new taking going through, there's no regard for setbacks. Some of them are taking up as close as 5 and 10 feet to an existing residence. There was a blanket rule in DelDOT that said that any two-digit road would have to dedicate 40 feet off the center of the road. Well, when they widen Route 16, this home will probably be replaced 2 or 3 more times. I can't see that happening for a number of generations. The Idisi part of that is Route 42, if you're familiar with it. Union Church runs from Route 16 down towards Seaford. Has about 50 cars a day on it, but it's a two-digit road. It now has an 80-foot right-of-way if you are going to develop it in any way, shape, or form. We had the foundation placed, and the contractor reviewed the drawing that we'd submitted for the preliminary plan, and he questioned the closeness of the house to the dedicated line. And I said, Mr. Absher, I think everything's fine. We have a building permit for it. He said, I wish you'd check just to make sure, and I did. I called planning and zoning, and because it was replacing a home, said it's not going to be a problem. The house is erected. We go in and try to get an occupancy permit, and Jeff asked me to please make sure. I don't want any problems with getting the occupancy. Check one more time. So when I checked that time, and Lawrence Lank viewed it, and he said, no, it's got to be from the right-of-way. The setback's got to be from the right-of-way line. So that brings us here to you tonight, and I seem to learn lessons the hard way. If I ever have this coming up again, I'll insist to my client that it's got to be from the dedicated line. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, we've had the building permit approval, and I thought everything was fine, so I never questioned it at all. Anyway, we ask that you would give this variance consideration and give us approval to let it sit where it is. The house exists where it is right now. Certainly is no detriment to the neighborhood. And if they were to widen Route 16, and if they had to acquire 10 feet all along there, there'd be many homes up and down Route 16 that would be in violation of the setback. In all honesty, I feel that we're not doing one thing that's going to be any kind of detriment to the area at all, and that's about all I have to say about that. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
You said you were issued a permit?
I'm sorry, sir.
You were issued a permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that permit?
I'm sorry, I can't. Swimmer's here, and I can't hear a blooming thing.
Okay, you were issued a permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that permit told you how far the setbacks were?
Said 40 feet. Didn't say okay, from the road or easement.
Right,
yes, sir.
Right. And the next question is, did you get an approval of the dwelling? In other words, did an inspector come out and inspect it?
Yes, sir.
And he approved it?
Yes, sir.
The way it is right here on this survey?
It was questioned at that point about the setback.
So that's said how that, you got to us?
Correct. Okay. Yes, sir. We were informed that we would be granted a temporary certificate of occupancy.
Temporary, right.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Galloway, no
Mr.
questions.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just add that you'll see on the application that they need to obtain a permit for the shed, and they did do that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no further questions from members of the board, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we heard testimony that there's a uniqueness because of septics, an obvious uniqueness because of the shape of the lot. The applicant has suggested it's necessary now to enable reasonable use of the property since it has been improved. It obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but his representative. We did not hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood, and they're requesting a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 11,032.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,032. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Are you not going to forget me?
I'm sorry? Down closer.
Aye for my reason.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,032 is approved.
Thank you very much.